I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A controversial site in northern India is now home to a Hindu temple, stirring tensions among the Muslim community. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the temple to the Hindu god Rama earlier this week. Muslim onlookers remember a 16th century mosque in the same location that Hindu mobs destroyed back in 1992. At our website, Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA describes the temple's three implications.
This is a Hindu nation, a pure Hindu nation. If you are not a Hindu, if you're a Christian or a Muslim, you're an impurity. You don't belong here.
Ask the Lord to protect his followers in northern India and pray believers will trust in God's sovereignty.
Yes, their government is completely opposed to the gospel and to the church, but God is still on the throne.
And there are 39 languages in Iran, but only four of these have the Word of God. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says,
a lot of these people in the ethnic communities in Iran don't have strong literacy in their own language because the government has been so prohibitive in how it's allowed these languages to be taught at schools. They will not necessarily be confident reading and writing. So when you come in with the gospel in their languages, it's really important to bring it to them in an audio format so they can fully connect to it.
Transform Iran is working tirelessly to translate the Bible into Iran's ethnic heart languages. With help from multiple partners, Transform Iran creates audio dramatizations of scripture and broadcasts the word via radio, apps, and social media to the furthest corners of Iran. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.